Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith for Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and the purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith. You're going to be encouraged in that process, encouraged in the things that we go through and face. Know that as we do, God is going to be faithful in his promises and his word to us as we trust him, as we obey him, because when God chooses a individual, a family, a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. And we trust him knowing that his plan, his way is perfect. God wants us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, grow in what he's saying, grow in his authority, knowing that as we go forth, we're going to be changed line by line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. So as we trust God, as we believe his report, as we walk in what he says, we're going to see the demonstration of God never before in our lives. So we're going to talk today about obedience. We're going to talk today about that place of obedience, even as our process of there lets us understand and know that Abraham's walk wasn't a walk of faith and obedience. It was that there place that God sent him to and took him through a process so that he can become the father of many nations. And it was that place of his making that he was able to look on the flesh into the spirit and see what God said and what God promised in the, through the stars and know that it was so because God said so. So it is with us. The Bible lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, then believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and receiving him, then we receive the promises of Abraham. But we also have the ability to be as Abraham and believe God for the impossible, knowing that because God said it, it is so because God said so because that's the reality of our lives. And as we trust God and we walk in that place of obedience, we will see the demonstration of God's power and lightness and truth in our life like never before. It's so when we look at the Bible and anything that we do, and we have to, anyone we look at in the Bible, you're going to see that they had to trust God and they had to believe he said. And the Bible is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. There's no situation in the word of God and the word of truth, and that as we apply that word, as we own that word, see that word in our life, we're going to see the demonstration of God, the evidence of what he said, and the strategies and the instructions. So we find our answer for anything in the word of God because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It will not change because God does not change. He's an everlasting, self-existing God, and his word is everything that he is because he breathed it out himself, and it's his attributes, it's his power, it's his character. He cannot lie, cannot fail, nor can his word. So as we trust and believe the word of God, we receive the demonstration of God's power. But it takes us make sure that we can obey and trust. And goes to, you know, because the word lets us understand and know that as we obey God, as we trust God, and we obey God and we trust God because God has a plan. He has a plan. And I want to make sure I emphasize that. God has a plan. His plan is perfect. His plan is perfect. And we can trust the plan of God because Jeremiah 29:11, and we use this all the time, and I'll say it again because it is right. It is so. And God lets us understand and know. He says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. And God is speaking this himself. He's saying this to you to let you understand this is me talking to you. This is me letting you understand and be assured that my thoughts towards you, what I'm thinking about you, what I plan for you, my purpose for you, is where you are, what you're facing, any fear or anything else that might happen in your life. what I'm going to do outweighs that because my plans are eternal. And they go beyond where you are now. They're going to give you the to walk this thing out. It's going to help you, strengthen you with my word, with my presence, to go in and possess all that I said as you are being made. God, glory to God, height to height, depth to depth, is what God says. And he lets us understand and know, not only am I thinking about you, but I got thoughts of peace. I have thoughts that are going to be expected in a future, to give you hope. It's not evil. It's not destruction. It's not disastrous. So he knows that. And understand and know, even in Isaiah 1:19, he says, if you are willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. I've got good stuff in store for you. I've got things that you need, and I have provided it through my word and your obedience and your faith. As you allow me to, there are things that God will give us as we are processed, as we allow him to shape us and to make us. God is not going to let us be spoiled children. He's not going to just give us everything and there's no process. There's no shaping. There's no making. There's no cutting away. There's no character being built. There's no attitude adjustment. There is no habits that are being killed and destroyed. None of those things are moving or changing. They're just staying where they are, but you want everything God has, all the candy, all the goodies, all the sweets, all the treasures, but nothing in you changes, and that's not the way God operates. We are being made into his image more and more and more. His spirit dwells in us. The image of God dwells in us because he made us in that. But we have to be shaped. We have to be formed in places in our lives where other things have come in, whether it was generationally, whether it was culturally, whether it was through falsehood, through lies of the enemy, deception, whether it's through our own faults and failures, sin, whatever it was that has shaped and made us away from God. Now that we belong to him, he's drawing us back, and he's drawing us back, processing us. Where things are cut away, ideas, thinking, habits, ways, attitudes are now becoming more and more. We're seeing him and the light of his redemption and all that he's provided for us and the way that he said, and not the way we think or our opinion or the culture or the enemy's lies or anything else. And how we trust God and how we believe God and know that he is faithful and know that he will do what he says is by bringing every thought, every captive argument, everything that the enemy is trying to bring, bringing that thing into the obedience of Jesus Christ. He's calling us to understand that and know that as we go forth and as we move and as we do what God says, he's going to make us abound and more and more of his grace and his glory. He's going to get the glory out of us. We're going to produce the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to look more and more like him. And that's what he's doing. He's killing the parts. Because the Bible says we're saved. That means we're going to heaven. But we are being saved. Saved from ourselves. Saved from the enemy. Saved from the culture. Saved for all of the things that war against our what we receive holistically in salvation. The enemy does not want us to glorify God, magnify God in any way, shape, or form. And so he fights us in our mind through our failures, through generational things, through mistakes, through the culture, through all of these other things to make us be in a place where we feel like we are not going to get, or we cannot get, or we can't trust God, or we can't believe what he says, or we can't walk in it, or we're not going to get it, or we're not good enough, we're not whatever argument that the enemy brings, whatever lie that he brings to us. The Bible lets us understand in 2 Corinthians 10:5 about casting those things down, putting those things to flight, not allowing those things to be the things that war with us, that cause us to miss what God is saying to us. And the reason why God is telling us this is because he wants all of these destructive patterns that come, these thought patterns that lead us astray, these things that hold us hostage to sinful thoughts, behaviors, conduct, even addictive behavior, to be destroyed. He wants us to get into the place where we're not allowing the knowledge of God to be blocked what that's what the enemy doesn't want. He doesn't want you to think of those things of the world. He doesn't want you to think of those things that are good, that are lovely, that are good. He doesn't want you to think of any of those things. He wants you to think of things that always take you away from God's will, away from God's plan, away from God's purpose, away from what God has for you. But every time we align ourselves in the spirit, every time we align ourselves to God's truth, when we get in the word, the presence of God, we're commanding the mind of us in the spirit realm to be like him. We're commanding it to align. We're commanding things to fall in order, fall in place. We're commanding the border of what God's spoken, the truth of what he's spoken, to now be that borderline that says no more. You can't pass it any further. You can't go any further. Chaos, confusion, lies, destructive behaviors. You can't go any further because the knowledge, the truth of who God is now sitting on the throne of my mind and my heart. It's sitting there and I'm feasting on it. I'm meditating on it. I'm not just reading it. I'm meditating on it. I'm thinking about it. It's on my mind constantly. And that is what I'm applying and allowing to be that which is moving in my life. And not my flesh and not the thoughts of the enemy and not the things that he's bringing into my life. As we get in the word of God and allow the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God himself, his presence, his truth, his spirit, to penetrate our mind and our life, we're going to see change. The enemy does not want that, the knowledge of God, to be that which is evident every single day. The knowledge, more than just the thought of God, but the knowledge of his truth, that which causes you to pause, that Selah moment, that would think about it, meditate on it, look at this thing, love this thing, understand this thing, get everything you can out of what God has said in that sentence, in that word, or that statement, or that verse. Get everything you can and apply it to your life. Let that be the thing that sits on the throne of your heart that causes you to understand that God is in control and he's moving by his spirit and his power, and you can trust his plan. You can trust his purpose. You can trust his will. You can trust his word. It takes courage to believe and to trust God and to walk in what he says. And it takes that courage because this is what he told Joshua. He not only did he had a plan for his life and a purpose for his life, and he's going to lead him into victory. He said, listen, you're going to face some things you've never faced before, walk through some doors of challenges that you never had before, lead folks that you've never led before, but take courage because I will be with you. I'm not letting you do this on your own. It's going to be by my spirit, by my leading, by my protection, by everything that I said, and I'm going to cause you to overcome what looked like it could never be overcome. This is the same God spoken the same word unto us. He is for us, and he's more than the whole world against us. The obedience that we need to stand against strongholds is going to be in the knowledge of God. This is how we demolish them. This is how we destroy them. This is how we make them go to fight. The knowledge of what God has said, which stands forever. His word stands forever. Believing his word, standing on his word, trusting him, obeying him, knowing he cannot lie and he cannot fail. And even when we're going through a process, and even when we're going through the weight, it still will work together for our good. We're still coming out on top. There's a process that's happening in us. The dead away, coming up and floating from our lives so that the gold can be that which is authentic in our faith, in our hope, in our lives, so that God can be glorified in us and through us. And our faith stands with endurance, perseverance, patiently being on God, knowing that it is so because God said so. And we will see the manifestation of it because he cannot lie. The enemy wants you to get away from that and trust everything but God. Trust yourself. Trust your name. Trust your own network. Trust your connections. Trust your education. Trust your job. Trust your position. Trust everything but God. And that is wrong for those who trust God and believe him and obey him are the sons and the daughters of God. You have to trust him and believe him. We have to trust him because faith pleases God. Our obedience and reliance and dependence on him is what says we know you got it all under control. We know that it's working according to your will, the counsel of your will and your word. We know that you are God Almighty, and only what you say is going to manifest. Let your obedience in this season, your trust in God, be that which you allow to take you to the place of possession. Everything that God says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of some dark stuff and may be in it right now, but I promise you, as he sits on the throne and he remains there forever, as he is God who never fails and never lies, you will come through this, and you will come through it the way that God says. If you abide, if you stay in the places you're supposed to, if you be like the wheat that bows and submits and says, God, do what you need. I trust you. I believe you. I'm not going anywhere. You're the bread of life. You are life to me. Where can I go and find this? How can I find it outside of you? You know me intently. Even if I go into the deepest place, you're there. You're everywhere I need you to be, because you're almighty. You're at present at all times. You're all wise, all-knowing God. So I'm going to trust the way that you take me and not the way that I try to take myself, or the culture tries to take me, or pressure tries to take me, or fear tries to take me. I'm going to take the road that you said, which is not the road that many will travel. But because I trust you and I know that I'm coming out on top, I'll believe your report and I'll do what you said. I'll make sure that I do it, because I know you're going to bring me through. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. And I pray that you have been blessed and inspired in Jesus' name. Until next time, be blessed.